Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. It's been quite the week. The grain trade, if we was to close right now, we're only within a couple pennies, corn, beans, and wheat from last Friday's close. And of course, we're going to a three-day weekend. Crude oil has been on the forefront of the grain move this week. Spot crude oil up 11 bucks today, been up $14 at one time. And of course, that's supportive to the row crops, especially soybean oil, which is up almost 2 cents a pound today, back up to its best levels of the year that we've seen here as of late. Corn could be doing better, but it's, you know, struggling under the weight of export sales. They're good. They're million metric tons, but they're not, oh my God, fabulous. And basis out there is not really improving. So having said that, corn's just lackadaisy. The wheat trade, well, it's up and down all around. Wondering if the rains are coming for the Western Wheat Belt next week or not. We've been getting state-by-state crop ratings here over the last few weeks. Monday will be the first USDA state-by-state collective crop ratings that we're going to see, and they're going to be down. That's all there's to it. The question is, will rain ever come in time to improve it? And seasonally, we get like this. You know, we could see wheat prices hold up until the third week of April. Something magical about that third week of April to the first week of May that sometimes finds our price highs. So we'll see. They tried to bust the wheat market this morning, almost back to unchanged. Now we're climbing again. They're not so sure about that rain forecast for late next week for Western Kansas. The May contract for Kansas City up 8.5, 622 and a quarter. July up 9.25, 637 and a half. Chicago following. We're up 3.75 cents on the May, 601 and a quarter. That July Chicago up 4, 612 and three quarters. In Minneapolis, May up 5.75 cents, 647 and three quarters. July up 4 and three quarters, 661 and a half. With new crop September, 4 and a quarter higher to 677. December is heading back to $7 again. Got to 694 and a half earlier today. We're up 4 and a quarter right now at 691 on that December Minneapolis. Corn, May up 0.75 cents, 455. July up 1 and a quarter, 466 and a quarter. December up 2 and a half at 463 and three quarters. Soybeans for May, they're just down a penny, 367 and a half. July down a quarter, 1184 and a quarter. November up 1 and a quarter, 1156 and three quarter cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. Now, the cattle futures higher again today. They've been all week and the last 2 days of last week. That makes them 6 days in a row. And they were sharply lower this morning with obviously the stock market doing what it was doing at the time. But they overcame it. Box beef also sharply lower today. Check this out. We got the choice down 399 at 390.43. Select down 491 at 387. Yet we're seeing cash trade at 240 in some areas in Nebraska and Texas. Texas, no bids yet, but I'm seeing Iowa 240, bids as high as 242. Nebraska bids are climbing to 42. Offers are out there at 45. Many think they're going to get it because, after all, look at April cattle up $1.80. 245.85. Check this out. June cattle worth 10 cents more than April cattle. I'm old in this business. I mean, we're used to the carry under like a $4 discount, roughly, sometimes down two, down eight. But to be 10 cents premium April shows it's already taken the discounts out for this coming early summer. We have the June up $1.60, 245.95. That April, 245.85. August up 147, 242.15. October up $1.30, 237.70. Feeder cattle, April up 217, 372.92. May up 272. We're into the gap that they created last August, October, I should say. We're at 370.70. August feeders up 255, 369.45. No help for the hogs, though, today. The June contract off 72 cents, 104.45. July off 72 cents, 107.02. And the metal markets, we are sharply lower, down $135 on June gold, $4,679. We run $120, $130 a day almost, it seems, nowadays. Used to take us about 6 weeks to go $130 in a year. Now we can do it in a day. And we could be 130 higher Sunday night for all we know. May silver down $3.55, $72.52. Dollar up 35 cents to $99.81. Bitcoin, the April contract, down $1,165 to $67,175. And check out the crude oil. First, we'll give you the May crude oil, up $11.40, $111.56 a barrel. But the next month out, June, you drop $14, $14.50 to be exact. We're at $97.01, up $6.12. Gasoline for May is up 15 cents at $3.24. Diesel fuel for May up 34 cents at $4.40, but you jump to the next month and it drops 40 cents, or the June contract, $4.01 right now. Any questions? You can always find us on Trading Commodity Futures or get a free 30-day look at our newsletter, heartlandinvest.com. All our phone numbers are there if you'd rather just call us. Thanks for listening, and happy Easter, everyone. Be safe traveling this weekend. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.